Sechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Aleph, the top line of Daf Kuf Aleph and Aleph, and we learned in the Mishnah of Daf Kuf and Beis, Let's Boy Loy Edom, Vitzavu Shachar, or Shachar Vitzavu Edom, Rameo Ime, Nasally to Meet Samari, and Rehuda Ime, Meshvach Yesel Yitzia, Nasally as Yitzia, Vimiti, Yisrael Shevach, Nasally as a Shevach, and the Gemara now continues and brings a similar Braiso as Torah Rabbanim. We learned in the Braiso, Hanasin Itzim Lacharish, Lastman Kisei, Vasman Safsel, or Safsel Vasman Kisei, if Ruvin gives a carpenter wood in order to create for him a chair, and instead the carpenter goes and makes a bench, or he gives him wood in order to make a bench, and instead Shimon goes and makes a chair. So Rameya holds that since he was Shina Midas Balabayas, therefore the Uman is considered a Gazlan, and since the Gazlan made a Shinoi, therefore the Gazlan was Kaino, and therefore he doesn't have to return the chair or the bench, and instead the carpenter has to pay to the Balabayas the value of the wood that was originally given to him to create this chair or this bench. And once again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbeya, holds that we knas to Uman Shloyeh Chaytin Nischa, and therefore the carpenter has to give the bench or the chair to Reuven and to the original owner, and Reuven doesn't have to pay for the full value of what he promised to the carpenter if he does this work for him, and instead it's Yodel Al Tachtaino. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds in Mashavach Yesal Yitzia, Nesel Yitzia, that if now that the carpenter made this wood into a chair or into a bench, the increased value of the wood is actually greater than the amount of money and the amount of costs and expenses that it cost Shimon to create this chair or this bench. So Reuven would pay for the lesser of the two, and he would only pay for the expenses. And as we explained yesterday, this may include any tools that the carpenter had to use or any materials that the carpenter had to use. It would also include the standard wages that a Sachar Yoim would receive, and not based on his actual work product, but based on being a regular day laborer. However, the price continues to be Mitzia Yisrael HaShevach, if the expenses that Shimon expended in order to create the chair or the bench is greater than the amount of the value of the wood and the increase in value based on it becoming a chair or a bench, then Nisalei Yisrael HaShevach, then once again, it's Yodei Al Tachtaino, and therefore Shimon would only be given the amount of increase of value of the wood. Shimon would not receive all of his expenses, and he will not be completely reimbursed for his expenses. And the Braisa continues that although there's a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda in the previous case, that is because there was an actual shinui, and therefore, according to Rameya, the carpenter was kinder this item through shinui, and therefore he doesn't have to return the actual item to the original Balabayas. However, Moed Rameya, Rameya will be Moed to Rabbi Yehuda, im nasan itzim l'charish, last man kisei nov, also man kisei kar, or safsel nov, also safsel kar. In a similar case, Reuven gave wood to Shimon, who was a carpenter, in order to create a beautiful bench or a beautiful chair for him. Instead, Shimon didn't do a very good job, and he created a chair which was disgusting, or a bench which was inferior to what was expected. So in this case, since it wasn't a shinoi, therefore even Rameya agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the original owner of the wood would be able to tell the Uman that he doesn't only want to collect the value of his wood, and the original owner has the right to the actual chair and to the actual bench. And Lamaisa, since Reuven will actually get the chair or the bench, therefore certainly Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay to Shimon for the work that he performed, but Lamaisa at that point it would be Yodei Al Tachtaino, and therefore the Braisa tells us that even Rameya agrees that Mashavach Yesel Yitzia Nesel Dmei Yitzia, and Vimei Yitzia Yisera LaShavach Nesel Yisra Shavach. This case of the Braisa is really exactly the same as the second case that we had on Mishnah Daf Kuf and Beis, in the case of Tzavi Kor in Mashavach Yesal Yitzia Nisle Yitzia V'Misiya Yisrael Shevach Nisle Yisshevach. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a Shaila, and the Gemara will not explain immediately as to Nafkmina between the two Tzadim, but the Gemara asks Ibaylu, we had a Shaila Yei Shevach Simona Malatzema or Yein Shevach Simona Malatzema. When someone goes and dyes wool, do we consider that the dye is considered be'en, and therefore we look at the dye as a separate entity from the wool, or do we say that now that the wool is completely dyed, therefore the dye is not considered be'en? And as Rashi says, klima chazusa milshi ilav milsa, do we see that by the fact that we actually visualize the dye still on its tzemer, therefore it's considered as if it's be'en? Or do we say that even though we actually see the dye, but ultimately it's still not be'en? And the Gemara will explain what the nafkamina is. The Gemara continues and asks, hechi dami, what a case are we referring to where it would be a nafkamina, as ilema degozel samonim, if we're talking about a case where Reuven stole the ingredients needed to create dye, v'dekinu, and then he crushed them up, and usranu, and he also soaked it in water in order to get the dye out, and in order to create the actual dye. and mitzavah behen, and then he used it in order to dye his own piece of wool. And in this case, the shaila of the Gemara would be, do we say that the dye is considered behen, and therefore, even though Reuven used this dye in order to go and dye his own beged, he would have to return the dye to the original owner, or do we say that since the dye is ultimately not behen, therefore the gazlan doesn't have to return it to the original owner? And the Gemara is, typically, mishum de kadin b'shinoi, that of course over here, he definitely has to return the value of the dye to the original owner, as Lemaisa, at the moment that he went and he crushed up these ingredients that are used to make dye, he was already acquainted with the shinoi, and therefore certainly the gazlan was chayiv to pay for the value of the dye based on the value at the time that he did this shinoi, and what we call bishas hagzela. And the Gemara therefore continues leitzricha that our shayla was in the following case: the gazel sam monim shuyin, where Reuven stole dye ingredients which were already processed and already soaked, and then he took his own piece of wool v'tzavibu and he used the dye in order to dye his own wool. And the Gemara's shayla is my what would be then yeshavach simonim al gabit zema da omalei havli simnoi d'shaklusinu. Would Shimon be able to come back to Reuven and say that you have to give me back my dyes, as we consider that the dye is still ben, and therefore it's not considered shinui, and you owe me the dye? Or do we say in shevach simanim al gabi etzema, and since the dye is no longer ben, therefore the amalei less loch gaboy v'loy midi, and therefore the gazlan could say to Shimon that lemaisa I don't have any of your dye any longer, and I'm not responsible to pay anything for your dye? And the Gemara continues Amri that they asked a very pashtut question v'in shevach simanim al gabi etzema, even if we would agree with your second sad that we don't consider that dye is be'en, but mi matzi amalei, can Reuven really tell Shimon, les l'cha gaboy b'lemidi, since this dye is not be'en, therefore you have no claim against me at all, but le malei, let Shimon say to the gazlan, havli samanoi d'afsatinu, you still have to give me back my original dye that you stole from me, and therefore how could Gemara have a tzad that Reuven will not be chayiv at all? And therefore the Gemara says, al hakisa, really the shayla was the following: either we say, in shevach simanim al gabi etzemer, since at this point Reuven already went and dyed his wool with the dye they stole from Shimon, Lemaisa, even though the dye is not be'en, certainly Reuven will still be chayiv to pay the value of the dye back to Shimon. And the other side of the shayla is, or do we say, yeshach samanim al gabi tzemer, although the dye is now mixed into the wool, however, since the dye is visible, therefore we consider it that's still be'en, therefore, amalei hamanchi kamach shaklinu, that maybe the gazlan could say to the nigzal, that Lemaisa, I don't have any responsibility to pay the value of the dye, as Lemaisa, the dye is still be'en, and you should just go and take your dye. And the gazlan says to Nigzal that you shouldn't be able to be mechayev me to pay you cash and to pay you the value of the dye. And the Gemara now is shaklinu, that how could the gazlan say to the Nigzal that he should take the dye, but my shakli, how would the Nigzal be able to take his dye? But tzfoin, it must be only with some sort of detergent, and of course that can't be the case, because tzfoin avur mi'ava shavali ovid, if the Nigzal would now come and try to take out the dye by using a detergent. But certainly, as we know, all that the detergent will do is it will make the wool clean, but it won't actually return the actual dye to the original owner. And certainly that can't be a valid hashava, and certainly the gazlan should have to pay the value of the dye to its original owner. And keep in mind that the Gemara is going through a shakal v'tayr, and ultimately it doesn't seem that the Gemara really had these havminas, and the Gemara was just trying to point out that you can't say that this was where the shayla was, and it wasn't relevant to any of these cases. And number two, ayin tap tesis ha-manchi kamach shaklin, where Tosfos says even the Havdah Gemara that Reuven told Shimon that you should come and take your dye mikol makom agra boy lemesiv lemishkaluhu, that certainly the gazlan would have to pay to the nigzal the amount of money that it would cost him to take this to the cleaners in order to use detergent to take the dye out. As Tosfos says, the kiyum de asli yodei, because since the gazlan received this item boy lemeved hashava, he has a responsibility to return the actual item to the nigzal. And as we learned previously on daf tzatiches gabizerik matbei liyam, the Gemara continues that we is the shayla of yeshevach semanim al tzema or ain shevach semanim al tzema going to be relevant to alahach ba'eskina daf community would be kagoyin the gozel sem v'samanim d'chad, where Reuven stole the wool and the dye that belonged to Shimon v'tzavei lehu tzema b'hanach samanim, and then Shimon went and dyed the wool with this samanim and with this dye become hadle nele l'tzema, and now Reuven wants to return the dyed wool to Shimon and he wants to consider it that it's a valid hashava, because ultimately he's giving the tzema and he's also giving him the dye. and therefore Yeshevach Samana Magabitzema become Adli Samana Vitzema. Do we say that since the die is considered Ben, and therefore Reuven did a Val Hashava as he gave Shimon his wool back and he also gave Shimon his die back? Or do we say in Shevach Samana Magabitzema Vitzema Hadli Samana Loim Hadli? And although it's true that Reuven gave back the wool to Shimon, but Reuven did not yet give back the die to Shimon, because ultimately this die was already in the wool and therefore it wasn't Ben, and we hold that in Shevach Samana Magabitzema. And the Gemara continues and is still not happy, as Lemaisa, we should still say that there's no nafkamina between the two tzadim, as Amri tape glay the yakale nele bedame. Even if we would say that in Shevach Samana Magabitzema, ultimately at this point, Reuven owes Shimon his wool and he also owes him the dye. And Lemaisa, since Reuven is returning dyed wool to Shimon, and the value of the dyed wool is as much as the original wool was worth, plus the dye that Reuven stole, therefore l'chayr, that should be a valid hashava, and l'chayr, there should be no nafkamina between the two tzadim. The Gemara will now bring two different terutzim and two different nafkaminas. Number one, litzricha dezotziva, that a nafkamina that would be in a case where Reuven stole wool, which was, for example, worth $10, and he stole dye from Shimon, which was worth $5, and now he has a chiyuv hashava of $15, and the metzias is that dyed wool went down in value, and at this point, all that Shimon would be able to receive for this dyed piece of wool would be $13. Therefore, if we hold Yeshevach Samana Malgabe Etzemer, and therefore it's considered as if the dye is still Ben, so when Reuven gives back the Tzemer that is dyed, it's considered as if he gave back the Tzemer as well as the dye, and Shimon can't claim to Reuven that he still owe me $2. However, if we hold like the second side, that in Shevach Samana Malgabe Etzemer, and therefore the dye is not considered Ben, so ultimately Reuven has to return $15 to Shimon, and in this case, he's only returning $13 of value to Shimon, and therefore Reuven would still owe him $2. And Rashi says that Zol Tzivu Tzemet Tzivua Huzel Ba'ilam, that dyed wool went down in the world, Ve'im Magi Hashavach L'Dmei Samanim, and the increased value of the wool is not enough to make up for the loss of the Samanim that was lost to Shimon, Ve'amalei Nigzel, and therefore Nigzel says to the Gazlin, Ani Yisumeicha Samanim, that if I would have the dye be'en, then I would be able to sell the Samanim and get $5 for it, or Yisabe a Beged, or I would dye a Beged, and the value of dyed begotten did not go down in value, and I wouldn't have dyed a piece of wool. The Achshav Hifsatani, the Halo Shpichu B'Tzemer, and now you caused me a loss, as the value of a dyed piece of Tzemer is not enough to cover the cost of the actual wool and the actual dye. And for example, if you had a certain color of wool which went out of style, and therefore at this point it wouldn't be valuable. The Gemara continues and gives another nafkamina as to the Shaila, the Bayezemo, or as Rashi is Gers, Inami, and the case is, Kagoyin Shesavabu Kaifa, Reuven stole a monkey and he stole dye from Shimon, and then Reuven went and took the dye and dyed the monkey using this dye, and Machzir Loi, and then he's returning the dyed monkey to Shimon, and as Rashi says, the Loi Yakele, certainly a dyed monkey does not go up in value, and therefore the two tzadim of the Shaila are, Yeshevach Samana Magabit Semer, and therefore it's considered as if you gave back the dye Be'en, and therefore Reuven will not be chayiv to pay any further money to Shimon. Or do we say that in Shevach Samana Magabit Semer, and although Reuven gave the monkey back to Shimon, but ultimately he did not give the dye back to Shimon, and he would still have to pay Shimon for the value of the dye. And Ayin Rashi brings down a second pshat, V'amri lo, and some say, Kupa Shel Tzarim, that's referring to Reuven, who stole dye from Shimon, and he also stole a reed basket from Shimon, and then he dyed that reed basket, and the reed basket did not go up in value based on the fact that it was a dyed basket. Therefore, according to the first pshat of Rashi, we would read the Gemara, Inami, the Tzavbu Kaifa, and according to the second pshat of Rashi, we would read it, the Tzavbu Kupa. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amr, Ravina says that Afkamina in the Shaila has nothing to do with Gzela, but Hachamai Skinan, the Shaila is relevant to a case of Kagoyin, the Tzema Dechad, the Samanim Dechad, that Reuven had a piece of wool, and Shimon had a bunch of dye, the Kasi Kaif, and then a monkey came with Tzavilahu Tzema, Bahanach Samanim, and he dyed this wool with this dye. And the Shaila is, Yeshevach Samanim Agabi Tzema, do we say that the dye is considered Ben, but Omalei, and therefore Shimon, who was the original owner of the dye, could say to Reuven, Havli Samanoi, the Gabachnanu, I want you to give me back my dye, which is by you, and therefore Reuven and Shimon would be considered partners in this dyed wool. Or Dilma, what do we say? Ain't Shevach Samanim al Gabi Tzema. Now Lemai said this dye is not considered Ben, but Amalei, and therefore Reuven could say to Shimon, Leslach Gaboy Klum, that you don't have anything by me, and since this is my wool, and I didn't steal the dye, and the dye is not Ben, so it's not my fault that a monkey came and dyed my wool using your dye, and therefore you're not entitled to any payment. Ain't Shevach Samanim al Gabi Tzema. Taisus is bothered that although it's true that this dye is no longer Ben, and therefore Reuven could say to Shimon, the Lamaisa, I don't have your die, and you don't have to taina or tfiya against me. And even though in a standard case where Shimon would go and take his die and mix it together with Reuven's wool, then certainly Shimon would have a taina against Reuven that he would have to pay him based on the din of Yer Tech Stech Averi, and either Reuven would have to pay the Yitzia and the expenses, or he'll have to pay the Shvach, whichever one is less, because certainly Shimon would be Yodah al Tachtaina. But in this case, Shimon was not the one that went and took his dye and mixed it together with Reuven's wool. It was a monkey that didn't belong to anyone that did this, and therefore Shimon would not be considered Yoyel Tech Stech Averi, as that was not Shimon's Kavanah. However, Taisus still bothered Tema, Hare Nena Shetzimra Me'ula Bedam Yoysa, the Lemaisa, the value of Reuven's wool went up in value, V'yishalim Mashin Nena, and therefore the din should be that Reuven should have to pay to Shimon at least the value of whatever the Hanoah he receives. And Taisus says, V'yesh L'chalik the Hanoah D'hocha In Bar that since this Hanoah did not come through Shimon's Maisa or the Maisa of his Beima, and therefore Reuven doesn't even have to pay to Shimon Mashinena. And then he says, Inami Hanoah, that over here we don't look at this as a major Hanoah, because the Maisa only makes it beautiful, but this would not be considered a Hanoah as to the din of Mishal and Mashinena. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a Raya from Mishnah Mesechtes Allah, as the Mishnah states, Beged Shetzavu Beklipe Allah, that if someone took a beged and he dyed using the shells or the peels of all the fruits, yidlak, then you have to burn the entire beged. And Rashi explains, beklipe ola, klipe agoizim ishah peris, they're referring to the shells of nuts or the peels of other peris, avaklipe se eitz loy, but certainly we're not talking about the bark of a tree, they ain't ola elba peris, because ola only applies to peris and not to trees and not to its bark. And the Gemara's shaila is that if we would say that in shevach samanam al gabi tzemer, then certainly we would not consider this dye to be be'en, and therefore there would be no problem to have a nar from the beged or from this color that's in the beged. Therefore, how could the Mishnah say they have to burn the beged? And therefore, al mechazusa milsi, it must be that yesh shevach samanam al gabi tzemer, and therefore, although the dye is already in the beged, but we still look at the dye as if it's be'en, and since it's dye of Allah and it's asa b'anar, so a person can't wear this beged any longer, and therefore you have to burn the beged. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, that Rava explains that really we could say that in shevach samanam al gabi tzemer, and really we don't consider that the dye is considered be'en. Generally we would say the chazus lav milsa. However, this is a special din that's only relevant to Allah, as hanar nirulei na'im asur Torah, as b'negei the issa of Allah, the Torah even acid, even that hanar that is only seen, and even though it's not be'en, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says, v'chisavo al arz v'natatim kol eitz meichel v'aratum al losa es piryai, shol shanim yil chem areilim lo ye'ochel, and since the pasuk says areilim lo ye'ochel, ein li al issa achila, we may think that that's only an issa achila, minayin shol yehenim menu v'li yitzba boi v'li adik boi es ener, how do we know that you can't have any anah from it, and even if that anah would only be tzviya, and even though once you die a beged, ein shvach semanim al gabi tzema, that would still be asa. And similarly, if you take olive oil of Allah, and you light it, and you make a ner, where the ner is intangible, that would still be asa to do so, and it would still be considered an issa of Allah. And Talmud Loimu, we have extra words in this pasuk, as the pasuk says, v'raltam Allah says periyai, areilim lo ye'ochel, and the rabbi says kulam, this comes to include that it's even asa to have enough from Allah, and also to go and die a beged, or to be madlik b'yisaner. And ayin rashi, hanir le'nayim, ma'ar ba'almo, afal pish, ein b'mamish, k'goin ner v'tzeva. Varshim is that now that we have the xeris akasav, so l'chira, we should bring raya, that generally ein shevach simonim al gabi tzema, and it's only in the case of Allah, where we have the xeris akasav, that we see that the Torah is saying, the zakbada, even on a hanah, which is only nir le'nayim. And the Mefarshim explained that based on this pasuk, we may say that we see that the Torah is actually makbid, even on ma'ar ba'almo, and the reason why the Torah is makbid is because the Torah is teaching us this klal, the yesh shevach simonim al gabi tzema, and therefore, from this Mishnah, you can't bring a raya to either tzad of our shayla. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya, Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a Braisa that discusses the din of Shemitah. As the Braisa states, Beged shetzavay beklipe shvias yidolek, and if Reuven has dye or Shemitah produce, and he dyes a Beged using that dye, then the Beged would be asa, and therefore you have to burn the Beged. And once again, Rashi tells us, Shvias, asa lasis kareb perisera, it's asa to do business with his peris, beklipe peris kamar, and therefore we're talking about the peels of peris, v'loy klipe eitzim, and not the peels and the bark of a tree, the eitzim ain't shvias, chala aleim kidlakamon, the stam eitzim lasakin it knew, as the Asurim of Shemitah were not chal on wood and not chal on trees. And lemaisa, by the fact that we say that this beged will be asa based on the fact that it was dyed with Shemitah peiris, so that only works out if we hold yesh shevach simanim al gabi tzema, but if we hold ein shevach simanim al gabi tzema, then the peir shmita is not considered ben, and therefore, why would a beged be asa, and why would you have to burn the beged? And once again, the Gemara answers shani hosam, that over there by shmita is different, the amakra, as it's exer sarkasa, that says, tia ba v'yasa tehi, and this is either based on a pasuk, v'hemtach l'chai l'shabat tzecha, tia kol k'tuas l'echol, which is a pasuk in the gei shmita, or talking about a pasuk that says, ki yovel hi kodesh tia l'chem, and I saw the techlas tuasa, and either way, the pasuk says, loshin tia, and we learn out, ba v'yasa tehi, that in all cases, you're going to be asa to use peir shvias, and even though it's not ben, and even though you already died a beged with it. Before we continue, let's point out that Rashi explains shvias also lasted skir b'perusah, and this is based on a pasuk of Ha'itza Shabbos Arutz L'chem La'achla, and we learn out La'achla V'loy L'skirah, and in Mefarshim Ha'as that L'chirah is a Mishnah Masechta Shvias that says that it is mutter to dye your clothing with perish shvias as long as you're going to use it for your own purposes. And the Rashi explains that that is why Rashi says that also lasted skir b'perusah, as we're talking about a specific case where Reuven dyed begadim using the dyes of perish shvias, and he was doing so in order to sell them. I am unfortunately discussed that even though it may be also to sell perish shvias, but why is it then they have to go and burn this beged? And I am in the plain Yeshua. And we continue on Daf Kuf Aleph and Beis, and we continue to discuss the shayla of yesh shevach simanim al gabi tzemer or not. And at this point of the Gemara uses the term: do we say chazusa milsa or do we say chazusa lav milsa? That since we only have ma'ar ba'almo, is that we consider be'en or do we not consider be'en? And Rav Rami and Rav asked the steer between two mishnayos. As Tanan, we already brought this Mishnah from Mesechus Arla, and the Mishnah stated, Beged Shetzavu B'Klipei Arla Yidolek, that if Reuven dies a Beged with Klipei Arla and with the dyes of Arla, then he will have to burn the Beged, and he can't have enough from this Beged, Alma Chazusa Milsi, and therefore we see that even though it's only the Mara of the dye in the Beged, that's still Asa B'Hana, because it comes from Arla, and therefore we see that Chazusa Milsa, and we see from this Mishnah that Yeh Shevach Samanim Al Gabi Tzema, and Ayin Tap Taisid Amid, where Taisid bothered that how could Rava be saying that we see from the Mishnah Masechtas Arla that Chazusa Milsi, if Rava was the man of Oman, that Kuf Aleph and Aleph, that when the Gemara tried to bring a raya in his Mishnah, that Yeh Shevach Samanim Al Gabi Tzema, and that Chazusa Milsa, that Amar Rava, that Rava responded that you can't bring a raya, as I know, Nirulainayim, Asutera, and although quite possibly in Shevach Samanim Al Gabi Tzema, but by the Gay Arla, there's a special Gzeh Sakasav, even Ma'arba Alma, even though it's aimed by Mamish and it's not Ben, it's still specifically be also Benegei Arla, and therefore how could Rava now bring a raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Arla that Chazusa Milsa, and therefore Taisa says that on Amun Aleph we should be Goyus Rabba instead of Rava, and some Rishayim are Goyus in Agamar Rabba instead of Rava. But in any case, the Mandama that we have over here is certainly not the same Mandama that we had in Daf Kuf Aleph from Amun Aleph. And the Gemara continues for a minute, and I'll ask you a shayla from another Mishnah, where that Mishnah will be Mashmah that Chazusa Lav Milsihi. And before we continue with the Mishnah, which is a Mishnah Masechtas Alois, let us point out the following two ideas. Number one, we all know that just like a person is metamim ba'oil, a revi'is dam of a person would also be metamim ba'oil. And as Rashi brings down at the top of the Amid, revi'is dam metamim ba'oil, dechsib al kol nafshis meis lo yavoi v'dam hu hanefesh. And we know that blood is considered the soul and the lifeline of a person. V'kim l'rabbanan revi'is dam chai. And Rabbanan wa mishayah that a person can live without at least a revi'is of dam. And therefore, if someone dies and then afterwards they take a revi'is dam of that person and they bring it into our oil, then it will be metame all the kelim that are in that oil. But keep in mind that it will not be metame the bayis itself, as kaka can't be mekabel tumah, and a home which is attached to the ground is considered real estate as considered kaka, and therefore it will not be mekabel tumah. And Rava brings down from the Mishnah Masechtas Alois, and the Mishnah states revi'is dam shenivlo bayis, if there was a revi'is of dam that is absorbed in the kaka of a house, then a bayis tumah, then the kelim that are in this house would be tumah. And as Rashi's gurus, nivlo bikaka habayis tumah, and Rashi specifically points out kelim shiva bayis, as we explained, the bayis le mekabel tumah the kakahi. Gemara continues va'amri lo, and some gurus benegedas din that the bayis is tar, meaning all the kelim that are found in the house would be tar. And it seems to be a steer or gufa in these two psakim. However, v'loy pligi, there is no machlekes between you two psakim, as habikilim to have mekara habikilim to aslo b'sayif. If there were kelim that were already in the house prior to the blood coming into the house, so since the blood is on the floor and did not yet get absorbed, and at that point it was a revi'is dam that was in this home, Therefore, all the kelim that are in the house at that point would be considered tamei. However, if there are kelim that come in at a later point and the blood was already muvla and it was already absorbed into the wall of this home, so then the kelim would not be mekabel tumah. And Rav is only bringing the first part of the Mishnah in order to bring the sefer of the Mishnah, but from the ratio of the Mishnah, Rav is actually not asking any questions. And the Mishnah continued, Nivla Biksus, if more than a revi'is dam gets absorbed into a piece of clothing. So the Mishnah teaches us that in this case, we would actually have to do a test and see how much blood actually would come out of the clothing. As Rayin, we would have to test it in Miskabesas Aksus. If we would wash the Beged and Vyatsum Men revi'is dam, then Tame, if we'd find that a revi'is dam would now still come out of the Beged, then all the kelim that was in this home would be Tame. We now see that there was a revi'is dam in this home at the time that these kelim were in this house, and therefore all the kelim would be Tame. However, the Imlav, even though at the time that you actually had the blood go into the Beged, it was either a revi'is dam or even more than a revi'is dam, doing this test and washing this Beged, less than a revi'is dam is able to be expelled from this Beged, then we don't consider it that there was a revi'is of dam that was in this home, and therefore the rest of the kelim that are in this house would not be Tamei. And Rashi explains that the revi'is dam went into this Beged prior to the Beged coming into this home, and now that the Beged came to the home, so if you would be able to do this test, and therefore you'd be able to expel a revi'is dam, so all the kelim of this home would be Tamei, but if it won't expel a revi'is dam, then we don't consider a revi'is dam came into the home, and therefore all the kelim are tar. And as Rashi says, Vim lav tar, shloi hel a revi'is shekva chosab avloi biksus, because it's already chosab by the fact that it was already absorbed into this ksus. And Rashi points out that certainly in this case, the ksus itself and the beged itself would be tamei, shetchilas negir, revi'is mitzumtzum nitma, that certainly a revi'is dam did touch this beged, and therefore the beged is definitely going to be tamei. And Rashi explains that Rav's question is that b'negir all we saw the chazusa milsa, and as Rashi says, b'negir the din of revi'is dam, v'ktanimiyas, and we learned this mishnah of him lav tar, avagav the chazusa revi'is ikka, even though at the time that the blood was in this beged, you're able to see a revi'is dam on the beged, and even so, we only deal with all those blood that comes out of the beged and that you're able to extract from the beged, but any blood that's in the beged, we don't consider be'en. Therefore, clearly we see from this Mishnah that chazusa lav milsihi, because if we would look at this blood as if it's be'en, then certainly there's definitely at least a revi'is dam in this beged, and therefore all the kelim that are in this home should be tamei, and there shouldn't be a need for this test. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana answers that ina chinami we hold the chazusa milsihi, as we stated in the Mishnah in Masechtas Allah. However, b'negiyah the din of Allah's, we were talking about the revi'is dam, mikur l'revi'is shanukam b'dam tvusa drabanan, that we're actually talking about a kula b'negiyah revi'is dam, because we're only talking about a revi'is dam, which is only tamim b'drabanan, and we're talking about dam tvusa. He explains that dam tvusa is a case where there's a harig shiyotzer men revi'is dam b'chayivu v'maisai, that we see a person that's dying, and he was stabbed, and now blood is pouring out of him, some poured out of him when he was still alive, and that is not considered dam tamei, and then some more of his dam came out when he already died, and now we have a bunch of dam, which is definitely more than a revi'is dam, but with mesupik, if a revi'is of this dam came out of this person's body after it was already a corpse, and after it was already tamei meis, and since this revi'is dam is only mitamei ba'il midrabanon, therefore the rabbanon will make it, and they said that the only time that this dam would be mitamei ba'il midrabanon is only if you could extract a revi'is dam from this beged, but just based on mar alone, it would not be mitamei ba'il. And before we continue, we mentioned that there is a test in order to see if there was a revi'is dam by trying to extract the dam from this beged. And Rashi explains the method of the test. And for example, you would take a gallon of water and you'd pour it on the beged and you'd have it get absorbed into the beged. And then you would squeeze out the beged and you'd see if you would now get out of the beged a gallon plus a revi'is. And that would show us that you had a revi'is of dam that came out of the beged. And Tais is bothered with this method of Rashi as the Chira, even if we would only be able to extract a gallon and a little bit less than a revi'is, we should still say that the kelim of the house are tamei, because ultimately, likely what happened is that at least a revi'is of dam came out, and some of the water that went into the beged remained in the beged, and you didn't extract all of the water. And Ayin Taisis, who brings a different method based on the Tesefta, and Ayin Taisis, Dino Masa Vim Lav Teira, that Taisis brings down, Afal Pisha Yidei Tchaka Yoytzim and revi'is dam, that even though certainly there are various methods that you could use in order to extract from this beged at least a revi'is of dam, and for example, through Hesekatana and into boiling it in an oven, or by using detergent. However, Zakhaisis Kivinub Stam Kibas in Yachalotzis Revias Tam Tayra, that Benegea Tumma, all you have to use is a standard cleaning method. And if you would not be able to remove a Revias Dam from this Beged, then the Kalim in this home would be tar. And Taisis brings this down based on the Sheet of Reish Lakish that Dam Tusad Rabbanan, and according to Rabbi Echa, Mishum Shein Derech Lahakbarlak Shein Yachalotzis Bekibas Stam, only amount of Dam that a person's Makbid that shouldn't be in his Beged is only that amount of Dam that he could remove from the Beged by using standard cleaning methods. And Ayin and Taisi Dimam Aslam Mikulu Revi Yishanu Kan, that Taisi says that our Sugya is only going Dafu Lefir Yishlokish and not Lefir Abichon in the Sugya Mesechtes Nida Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continued that now that we saw that Rabbi brought a stereo between the Mishnah Mesechtes Arla and the Mishnah Mesechtes Alois, so the Gemara continues with another stereo that Rabbi brought, even though it's not relevant to our Sugya, as Rabbi Rami, Rabbi is the stereo. Now we learned the Mishnah in Mesechtes Shvias, and the Mishnah Mesechtes Shvias starts off and tells us that all dinim of Kedusha Shvias is noyeg by any fruits or any vegetables that are roi l'achilas adam or for an animal or any growth that you can make any dyes from. And the Mishnah Mesechtes Shvias in Perek Zayin Mishnah Al states miminat zayvim, that these are the species that are used for dyeing that would have the isurim of Shvias. And the Mishnah brings two examples: svichei satim v'koitza yeshlan Shvias ul d'mei Shvias and yeshlan beer ul d'mei beer. And Rashi explains that the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention stim and koitza, which are two types of plants, is because the Mishnah doesn't want to talk about someone that was over on the mitzvah of Shemitah and actually planted something on Shemitah, and therefore we're talking about things that grew on their own and wasn't planted by anyone, and they were just things that were left over from the previous year. And the Mishnah teaches us that the dinim of Shemitah does apply, and therefore it is a din of la'achla of leil l'schera. And if someone goes and sells the sfichis stim or kaitza, then the money that they get for their sale would also have kedusha Shemitah, and the same din apply that there is a din of beer on these pears, and there's also a din of beer on the money that they get if they sold these items. And Rashi explains yesh lehen lo d'mei and shvius she'in oisim hen schera, that you can't use these items to do business drachman amal la'achla of leil l'schera. Therefore these plants which are used for dyeing purposes would be usa to use for dyeing if you're doing it in order to sell. However, avam utarn hin litzpoil atzmai, you'll let it go and use them to dye for your own purposes. Koidim's mana beer, as long as it's prior to the time of beer, dahinu dum la'achla, which would have the same din as la'achla, and you're not being over under issa of schira. And Rashi explains the idea of beer, zok Rashi kisher megiyas mana beer chay levaran, that once you get to the time where you have to do the mitzvah beer, you have to get rid of them. Kedich siv ulevahem. And we learn kol l'chayim in asada, if there's no longer this product in the sada for the chaya, kaleg l'behemtecha sheva beischa, then you have to get rid of it from your home and you can't give it to your behemoth. V'hani svichi eitz ba'almaninu, and these svichim are considered wood, and even so the issa shvias does apply to them. And therefore Rava points out alma eitzim yesh ben mashum kedusha shvias, and we see that the dinim and the isurim or shmitah even applies to wood. And even though these are actually not pieces of wood but they're plants, but they're not edible plants, and they're only going to be used for dyeing purposes, but we still see that the din of Shemitah does apply to them, and therefore l'chayr, the same should apply to all wood. And even though it's not considered a food product, but ultimately there are benefits that you could get from wood, and therefore the Isurim of Shemitah should apply to regular wood as well. And therefore Rav is for many alias yostir from Braisa, as the Braisa states ale kanim v'ale gefanim shegivim b'chava p'nei asada, that the leaves of reeds and the leaves of grapevines that someone collected in order to put into storage, as it teaches us that lochtan l'achila, if he gathered together in order to store them away for the winter, in order to have animal fodder for his animals that eat these types of leaves, then yesh ben mashum kedusha shvias, then the dinim and the isurim of Shemitah would apply. However, le'itzim, if his kavana was to put them away for firewood, then im ben mashum kedusha shvias, it would not be the dinim and the isurim of kedusha shvias. And as Rashi says, be'henemen af la'achas me'an abir, and therefore you could have enough from this wood even after the time of beer. And Rava therefore is, so from this price it's clear that Eitzim is in behem Mishum Kedusha Shvias. And the Gemara tells us Umishani that Rava responds and he answered his own question, and he explains as Amakra, the Pasuk B'Yei Shemitah says La'achla, as the Pasuk says V'hoiz HaShabbos Ha'arz L'chem La'achla L'chol La'avdecha V'la'masecha V'l'schich L'usei Shavcha Agarim Imach. And Rava explained that the Torah is telling us that the Dinam HaShemitah applies to all types of things which are comparable to Devarim of Achila and to things that are eaten. And just like things that are eaten of a mishan aser biyushavin, when you eat something, that is the actual time that's destroyed, and the same time that's destroyed, you're receiving yadna, and therefore yatsu eitzim shanosan acher biyuran, and therefore we exclude wood. wood, since wood does not have hana at the time that you burn it, as the standard way to use wood is to use it for firewood oven, and the only way that you start cooking in an oven is only after you put the wood into the oven, you burn it up, and it turns into coal, and one would now be able to bake in the oven based on this heat that is now in the oven. All of the wood was already consumed and already burnt prior to you having hana and being able to bake in this oven. Rashi explains, Yatsu Eitzim Shalach B'Yurin Shinasim Gacholim Hu Dehavi Ika Nasan. That is why wood doesn't have the Isurim and Dinim Hashmita. However, those plants which are used for dyeing purposes and which can't be eaten are still Shayach to the Isurim Hashmita because the Hanasan and B'Yurin are Shava. And as Rashi says, Avamidit Savoyim B'Shas V'Tzichas HaYoyra Kol HaSherich V'Kril HaTzeva Nimtza Hanasan B'Yurin Shava Hilkul Chayil Lelau Shvias. That since the way that you go and dye something is that you burn the dye in a pot, and during that process, that is the time that the wool will be dyed, and therefore it's considered hanasan b'yurin shava. And that's why the Mishnah Masechet Shvi'is teaches us that there is a mitzvah and dinim of shmita on svichei stim and kaitza, as although they can't be eaten, but ultimately they're things which you can have enough from and you can use for dyeing, and in that process it is hanasan b'yurin shava, and therefore the dinim of shmita do apply. And ayin teis dinim maskel shanasan achab b'yurin, where Taisa says, as we mentioned, kishinasas kachelas, and Taisa then points out, avagav the zimn hanasan b'yurin shava could go in the scham and kenegdai, if someone wants to warm themselves by a fire, oil vashel, or to cook, then they do use the fire, and you don't only use the heat that the fire generated. That is not the standard usage of firewood, and the standard usage of firewood is and although Rashi explained why tseva is considered hanasan b'yurin shava, Taisus learns differently, and Taisus says tseva hanasan b'yurin shava, the hanasan kishaleshon, the hanasan that you receive from dye is when you wear the clothing that was dyed, and at the same time that a person wears this clothing, that is the time that they start wearing out and they start disintegrating, and therefore it's considered hanasan b'yurin shava. And as Taisa says, umisbarat seva miyoyim el yoyim over kuntres pirus the b'shas v'tzichas ayir kol asherish v'kilat seva ve'inira da amarin del inyan shvias chazus emilsi v'loy hav biyur b'klitas at seva ayin sham, as to his problem with Rashi. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, Rava, how can you say that the thing that makes something loss of b'shvias and that the kedusha shvias does apply is once you have a nasan ubiur and shava, but if so va'ika eitzim demashchan da nasan ubiur and shava, that we do find that there are oily types of woods where Rashi says Shemirin Kinaravukal and Isim Biaday, and people light these sticks on fire and they use them as torches, and Lakhira it's Hanasan Biurin Shava, and therefore the din of Shemitah should apply, and we know that Shemitah doesn't apply to any wood. And the Gemara answers Amravo, that Rav responds, and we continue Adaf Kubezim Nav, Stam Itzim Lasakin Oinbim, that in a Hanami these oily pieces of wood can be used as torches, but the main reason why Itzim were created were in order to create fire for firewood. And as Rashi at the top of the Amud states, Stam Eitzim Lasakanet Nu V'Loy Leheir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made trees and made firewood in order to use them for Hasakah and in order to heat up your ovens and to use them for baking, and it's not Hanasan B'Yorin Shava. Wood was not created in order to make fires and to use them as torches. Hilchach Eitzim Nenu, therefore we look at all wood as wood itself, U'mikar Lechal Lael Shvuis, and therefore the Dinim HaShemitah were never applicable to wood, and even if someone would start using this type of wood for torches, he would still not have an Issa Shmita on this wood. However, Tzviche Stim, Stam al Tzviya, the main purpose that people use the Tzviche Stim is in order to dye things, Hilkachol Lau Kedusha Vasiri La'achabir Aflahesek, and therefore the Kedusha Shmita does apply to them. However, by the leaves of reeds and the leaves of grapevines, some eat them and some burn them, and Hilkach Basim Achshavis Lakita, and therefore we have to look at the machshava of the person that's gathering together. In those cases, we don't say but l'daita itzik l'adam, and the reason why he's gathering these leaves is to use for Michael Behema. The dinam and isurim shmita would apply, and if he's gathering together as firewood, then the dinam and isurim shmita would not apply, and we will stop over here.